You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Morena, Stinky Jim, how are you?
Morena, Rachel, I'm very good, thank you, and yourself?
Good, it's lovely to chat to you. We're usually sort of a ship's passing in the night, you doing the late night shows and us doing the breakfast, but it's nice to have you on today to talk about a very cool thing that's happening on Sunday, which is Culture Fest, a World of Cultures event, which is happening at the Mount Roskill War Memorial Park in May Road. Tell us a little bit about what this day is all about, Jim.
Well, for those who've never been before, what it's about is predominantly eating, drinking, people getting up in their national garb and representing where they're from and what they're about, and music and dancing.
Awesome.
Which, you know, all of which, none of which can be objected to, frankly.
Yeah, I mean, that's all sounds like excellent stuff. And it's been running for a few years. It's got a new name now, but I think it used to be called the Auckland International Culture Festival, is that right, or something like
That's correct, yeah. That is correct, yeah. This is the first time it's been called Culture Fest. We didn't have one last year because of lockdown.
Yeah.
So it's, yeah, obviously. And they've sort of changed it this year where they've got a whole load of smaller events in the world of culture events, I think about 80 of them going around in within communities as well, so the focus isn't just on Sunday.
Mm.
And so they've changed the name, but it's the same game. I think it's over 100 stalls, most of which are selling food.
Yum.
Delicious foods that you cannot find other times of the year easily.
Mm.
And yeah, just as I say, it's just people representing themselves. And that, in all honesty, I can say it's my favorite festival out of any of the ones that I play every year. And every year I leave it having DJ'd and just feel like my soul is restored for the following year, and that marvelling at what a wonderful, diverse place Auckland is.
That's so awesome. I think that absolutely hits the nail on it as well, which is that we are just so lucky in Auckland to have a like incredible, you know, plethora of different cultures here that makes us a wonderful melting pot for creativity and celebration. I wanted to ask you about these tracks that you've picked for us this morning. You played Elias Rabbani. Tell us a wee bit about who is Elias Rabbani. Why did you pick that song?
Well, I picked it because that's a huge favourite of mine. Ever since Jonathan Moore from Colcut introduced me to that tune decades ago, and it blew my mind.
Mm.
He is a Lebanese composer. Sadly, he died in January this year of COVID, which is part of the reason I wanted to play it, was as a doff of the cap. But he was an incredible... he did everything in Beirut, from, you know, music for game shows and stuff like that. He did really traditional stuff, but then he also was really open to mixing everything up, as you can hear in that track, with Western influences. And he was, you know, just one of these incredible composers that seemed to, I mean, sums up exactly what I'm talking about with the Culture Fest.
Yeah.
He absorbed things from all over the world and reprocessed them in his own way. And it was unmistakably Lebanese, yet had all these other courses running through it, and he just made amazing music. And he's someone I would strongly recommend if people thought that tune was maybe a bit of them, investigate him, because he made so many great records, and he was just an amazing composer. Very, as I say, very sadly he passed away. He was 82, so he had a good innings, especially in somewhere like Beirut, where I shouldn't imagine the life expectancy often runs that high. But yeah, COVID got him this year, so we'll be doffing the cap to him through at various points throughout the day. I'm fortunate enough to be able to play. I play in between all the acts on the music stage.
That's awesome.
I've got a 15-20 minute set while I change over between the, you know, the Eastern European choir and the Chinese opera or whatever. And so I get to play an incredible range of music and slide into lovely things like that.
I was having a look at some of the things that you can catch at Culture Fest on Sunday, and it's just so much. It's kind of overwhelming. I think the best thing is to probably just head down there from early on and just soak up the vibes, because there is, as you say, everything from like opera to, you know, dragon dance to all sorts of incredible stuff going on. It's going to be a pretty special lovely Sunday out there. And yeah, as you say, you're going to be playing after every set on the music stage. You've got a longer set in the afternoon, is that right, or a longish set?
That's right. I got at 2:45 I get a 40 minute set where I get to let my hair down, so to speak. And but apart from that, it's just playing in between all the other acts, which is wonderful, because you get to see them, the ones leaving who've just done their dash, and then you get the next up and comers, which is often features kids as well, who are, you get these wonderful dynamics of of kids who are, you know, desperate to please their mums and dads, and going out to show their very best. And there's this sort of beautiful nervous energy. And often I find that if I can play a song that's maybe from the region they're from or whatever, you get a grin out of them, and maybe sets them up a little bit better for getting up on stage and doing their best. So it's just awesome.
It is awesome. I'm looking at the AIC Japanese Drum Club and thinking that's probably going to be amazing. There's also the Silk Road Chinese Folk Orchestra, which sounds awesome. Aputaki is performing. Then there's a whole dance stage as well, so you can catch everything from kapa haka to Morris dancing as well. It's going to be a really awesome afternoon, I reckon. So we'll see you down there, Jim. You've picked us one more track, though. What's this DJ Blacklow song all about?
So DJ Blacklow is called Amapiano, is the style of music out of South Africa, which has been going for about the last decade, but it's really picked up in the last year or two, which is a sort of South African, I guess, house music variant. But it's just got this beautiful loping sort of beat, and as like Kwom music out of South Africa, out of Durban in recent years, it's just this interesting South African slant on things that's slightly different. Awesome Tapes from Africa, which is a wonderful label. They put out this DJ Blacklow album, another one by Tenor Africa. And they're just, it's just I find it incredibly easy, sort of hypnotic music. And it's an emerging thing. Like I said, it's been around for about 10 years, but it's really picking up some momentum now. And as it often happens with these things, I expect we'll be seeing it being, you know, diluted in some horrific form in a Western style of music in the near future.
Excellent stuff. Hey, Jim, thank you so much for chatting to us. We'll see you at Culture Fest on Sunday. Have a good one and enjoy it.
I will do. And also, if anybody else is curious, tomorrow Dubhead and myself will be at Neo in Queen's Arcade from 1 till 7 playing reggae music all afternoon.
So, awesome.
There's a whole weekend of it, I tell you.
Fantastic. It's a double whammy. Hey, cheers for that, Jim. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you, Rachel. Cheers. Bye.
We'll be right back.
This is DJ Blacklow, Alone in the Dark, picked by Stinky Jim this morning.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.